the best way to pick is buffet. You don't pick who you want. You pick from among those who want you. That's how it's going to work. You're not just online looking at somebody and say, I claim that person from another part of the world. The people God is creating now are people that marry your grandchildren. You can write lists for your children or grandchildren that God create this person for. You can do that. But if it's you, 30-something looking at me, if it's you, 20-something looking at me, your husband is already in existence. You're not going to sit down, order the complexion you like. Who are you? Who are you?
Our vision is to disciple the earth one family at a time, teaching them God's true intention and purpose for family life, love, dating, and marriage.
Hey, hello guys. So welcome to this video. And today we are talking about the dating pool. All right. Everybody says dating these days have become more difficult and more complicated. And I absolutely agree. I agree that dating these days have become a bit complicated, a bit more difficult. So we have more and more singles all over the world, and less people are actually getting married. So more people are connected, you know, less of them are getting, you know, married. And why is it so? We're going to look at some of the reasons why it is so, you know, because I've been seeing a lot of matching sites, a lot of dating sites come up, especially in the Christian circles. And it's a good development, but I've been doing a lot of practical research on it for years. And a lot of those matching sites or dating sites are not going to get so much, results. So not so much. The reason is simple, because a lot of the people are unmatchable. They are unmatchable. And why is that so? It's because the mindsets, the outlook of some of these people is actually wrong. So when it's wrong, no matter how much we connect you or bring you in a forum to be connected, you know, you still won't get the best results. That is why we are doing something called Mentor to Marry. It's not a purely, it's definitely not a dating site for sure, but I can't even call it purely a matching site, even though we know people are going to meet there and match there. But we discovered that the main issue is correcting the mindsets and thinking patterns of the single people. So in our Mentor to Marry, you have to go through the mentoring before you start to match, all right? You have to go through the mentoring, because that's where the issue is. And matching is not even just the success. We cancel you through it, because some people are even a good match, but because they are not well mentored, the relationship or marriage does not last. Because no matter how good an opportunity or a match I give you, if you are not a good person or you are not your best version, you won't take, you won't make the most of that opportunity. That's just how life works. It's like me taking an accountant that is not very good and putting him in the best accounting job in the world. Sooner or later, they'll kick him out. They'll fire him. So that's what's happening in the dating pool in the body of Christ so far. So we're going to look at why people are not able to meet, people are not able to match, people are not able to marry, all right? Why are they not meeting? Why are they not matching? Why are they not marrying? We're going to deal with that today. So number one thing I want to deal with is that a lot of single people think that dating or picking a right match is like a la carte, all right? They think it's a la carte. I hope I'm going to spell this right. Let me do capital. A la carte. That's what they think it is. They think it's a la carte. What is a la carte? It means you're ordering, even though off a menu, but in a good restaurant, you know, they can even create things that is not on the menu for you. You just order. You know, you say, you guys have this kind of fish done this way. I would like the fish done another way. And in a very nice restaurant, they'll get it for you. So a la carte is you ordering. ordering what you like. All right? But there is something else. The real thing is that dating is more buffet than a la carte. And what is buffet? Buffet has some variety. It's a large table with different variety of things. But the thing about the buffet is that you have to make do with what is on the table. All right? You have to choose from what is on the table. So the reason why a lot of singles in the church and in the generation generally are not meeting, matching, and marrying is because they come to the dating pool with an a la carte mentality, not knowing that what exists is a buffet. They come with the a la carte mentality, so they never find somebody. They never find somebody that meets what they want. You know why? Because they sit down and start to create somebody that doesn't exist. They mix and match 10 or 20 different people with different qualities. They say, oh, he must have this, he must have that, he must be this exact height, you know, 6'2" or nothing, he must be cool and also very spiritual, he must know the Bible and know and be able to lead prayer, he must have a six-figure job, he must come from so and so tribe. By the time they list all the things they are looking for, that person does not exist. So they keep waiting and waiting and waiting. I've seen this all the time. They keep waiting and waiting and waiting. That they're going to meet someone that will meet all their criteria. Not knowing that the best way to pick is buffet. That means you go to the table life has offered you. Whether it's from your church, whether it's from your neighborhood, your workplace, your environment, your access. If you join our mentor to marry, you will see ladies, you will see guys, for instance. Among those ones that are available to you, you pick one. That's how it's going to work. If a lady in particular, for instance, you don't get to even go about chasing men. That's not generally how it works. So if you're a lady, for instance, you pick from amongst those who want you. You don't pick who you want. You pick from among those who want you. So if five guys are interested in you, you pick the best of the five. You're not going to go and create somebody that is not here. I don't know if somebody's getting what I'm saying. You're not creating somebody that is not available or somebody that is not interested in you. You're not just online looking at somebody and saying, I claim that person from another part of the world that doesn't know you, doesn't care about you. That happens a lot in the body of Christ. So a lot of the single ladies are admiring maybe a single worship minister that is popular and single, or a single preacher that is popular and single and famous. He doesn't know you. He doesn't care about you. He probably has somebody he's seen, or he has somebody he's interested in. So that is what has been happening. People think it's a la carte. I just come and order. I have a long list of all the things I want. Then I'm waiting for somebody to match that long list. It will never happen. Most likely not happen. All right? What you have is actually buffet. This means from the people I available to me right now. There will be variety with them as well. Because buffet has variety, but you stick with what is on the table. If you get to the buffet table and there's no steak, or there is no fish, you stick with what is available on the table. If there is no fish, is there shrimp? I'm going to stay with shrimp. If there's no shrimp, is there lobster? I'm going to stay with lobster. You have to stay with the thing closest to what you want and the thing that you can develop. So that takes me to point two. Many people that are also in the dating game are not patient. So they are thinking that the person coming is going to be perfect. So this underworld that is causing trouble. They are thinking the person is going to come perfect. No. You have to be patient. You have to be patient. The person is not going to come perfect. The person will come in raw material form. They will have some of the things you want. Then they will have potential for some of the things you do not want. So what does this mean? You're going to have to work with that person to become who they are going to be. And it's a lifetime journey. And guess what? Even you are not perfect either. If you want your perfect spec, usually your perfect spec will not like you. Because you are also a work in progress. You are not yet. And interestingly, in my experience, people that even bring low quality to the table are the ones that want the highest quality. I've observed that. People that are not bringing anything, they're the ones that want the best possible person. That person won't like you either. So what people are doing to themselves is that the guy is saying, I want this girl with this shape. The girl is saying, I want this guy with this height. So they are all looking. Let me show you what's happening. So they are all looking at each other and saying he or she is not my spec. So let me show you what's happening. So these are guys. Let me say these are guys. So these are different guys. Different guys. Different guys. Different guys. Different guys. Different guys. Okay? Guys. Guys. All right. Now, these are women. These are women. Let me leave the women blank. So, these are guys. These are girls. All right. So, what's happening in the dating pool is this. This girl here, or let me start from here. This girl here is writing her list. Guess who she wants to marry? This guy here. This is her description of who she wants. This guy likes her, but she doesn't want this guy. She wants this guy. So, on the dating pool, everybody's chasing everybody, but they're not catching anybody. So everybody's chasing everybody. So he is chasing her. She's not agreeing. She is chasing him. He too doesn't want her. Guess who he wants? He wants this one. This one is saying, no, I don't want this one. I want this one. So that's what's going on. This person is chasing this one. Said, no, I want this one. Said, no, I want this one. No, this is what's going on. So there's so much chasing. Just that everybody's chasing the next person that doesn't want them. That's what's happening. Everybody is chasing someone that feels, oh, you're not quite my level. I'm looking up. They don't want to say I'm looking up. They don't say I'm looking up. So everybody is kind of chasing everybody, but nobody is getting caught. Because what you need to understand is that, let me talk about this lady. This guy is not really beneath you. He might look it now, but with your help, you can bring him up here to your level. That's better than waiting for this guy to have time for you. So that's what I notice. Everybody is chasing somebody that doesn't want them. This guy that is also going here could probably even marry this one. But he thinks her shape is not voluptuous enough. So he wants this ship. So this was happening in dating pool. A lot of running around, a lot of entering DMs, a lot of talking. Like I said, I've been doing a lot of experiments, a lot of research, a lot of study about people. And I found out this kind of thing going on. And what these people don't know is that this person you are even thinking is a better person for you usually is not all that better than this guy. The reason why you placed him here is based off of maybe you, I'll use an example, maybe you value money so much. Maybe this guy is rich, or you value looks so much. So this guy looks very good. But in spiritual life, this one might be better than this one. So you're never going to get, it's not a la carte. You're not just, God is not going to create something specially for you. No, you are going to, all you have is the human beings on this life. That's what you have. And if these ones don't like you, the ones down here, if they like you, you take one from here. If these two don't like you, if this is the only one that likes you, Why don't you like him? If it's just looks, if it's just something flimsy, if it's not a real character issue, marry him. With your grace and your ability, you will help him also come up. The same thing applies if it's a guy too. You can marry a woman, help her improve as well. You are not going to get, it's not a la carte. You are not going to just sit down and order and God will go and create the person. That's what you think. God is going to work with people available. He's not going to create your husband today. The people God is creating now are people that marry your grandchildren. They are not you. The people that are being created now, being born now, they are not you. You can write lists for your children or grandchildren that God create this person for. You can do that. But if it's you, 30-something looking at me, if it's you, 20-something looking at me, your husband is already in existence. He might not come with, you're not going to sit down, order a full human being to come with everything, the haircut you like, the complexion you like. Who are you? Who are you? If it's easy to create, why not you create somebody? Human beings have free will. Human beings are deep and complicated. They are not going to just be like robots and appear and have everything you want. That takes me to the next thing. That's why in making your list, and that's why we do Mentor to Marry. Because Mentor to Marry, we will help you with your list. Sometimes your list can be the factor that is jinxing you or that is jading you or that is stopping you. Your list. You are combining things that don't exist, meaning you will never find this man or this woman. I've seen people insist on what they want that has never worked. Oh, I must marry a tall man. I said, where are the tall men that you have dated? They didn't like me. And you are still insistent on doing something that is not working. This thing has not worked for you. But your plan, your goal is to continue with what is not working. What if you get a guy that is not so tall, but that likes you? Most people don't know how to choose. So we even help you with your list. Because your list is wrong. So let me give you an idea. If you are looking for a house, let's say you're looking for a house, and you want a house that has 2 swimming pools, okay? If you want a house that has 2 swimming pools, guess what? You've already reduced the amount of options available to you in this life. From that list, if that list is a must, I must have 2 swimming pools, you have greatly reduced the amount of houses available to you in life. Compared to the person that just wants a house. Or, let's say it this way. You even want a house that has 2 swimming pools, and one of the swimming pools, you want it to be triangular shape. It must be triangle. How many people have seen a house like that in their lifetime? I've never seen one like that. Compare that to someone's list that says, I want a house that has a big enough compound to build 2 swimming pools. Okay, so this is Mr. A. They want 2 pools. This is Mr. B. Space for 2 pools. Who is likely to find this house, to find their house quicker? The person that wants space. It's possible to get a house that has space. Then you build the 2 pools, you see. Compared to the person that wants 2 pools already in the house with one of them shaped as triangle. You are not going to find this pool. You are not likely to find this house. But this, you can easily find it. What if people say, I don't even care about swimming pool. That, you know what? If we live in an area where there's a community pool, or I can take my kids to a swimming place, or we can have if I remove pool altogether, how fast will I find this house now? Way faster. Are you getting what I'm saying? The more you have things that are not even necessary, that you just think is so important right now, but you've not married before. You've not married before. I have a pool here in my house where I'm shooting this thing. I can't remember when I swam. Now, thank God my kids swim there once in a while. But I can't remember when I myself swam in the pool. But before I built the house, I felt, oh, a pool is so, so important. I probably wouldn't have died without it. That's how a lot of people choose. They are thinking, oh, the height, I would die if I don't have this height. You've not married before. Ask people that have married before, when last did they think of the husband's height? If it's a useless man, for instance, his height won't matter. He's an abuser, a cheater, broke, irresponsible. The height won't matter. There are other things that matter more than his height. But when you don't know that, you are... Now, if God blesses someone that has height, that's not bad. But you see, that can't be a deal breaker if a guy meets the other things. And lastly, I'll say this. One of the things I also discovered about people in the dating pool so far is that they don't understand the principle of picking a spouse. Most people choose before they engage. The right way to do it is to engage before you choose. Oh, this is so important, guys. Most people choose before they engage. What do I mean? When they go to a matching site, dating site, or even in a general place like in a church, they choose people by the looks. I just saw that fine girl, I'm attracted to her. I just saw that fine boy, I'm attracted to him. That is not bad, but you can't choose from that point. You can have interest, but you can't choose from that point. You need to engage them. It's when you relate with them that you can know if you are really interested in them. Because some people, they look so good, you choose them, you now begin to experience them and find out this is going to be traumatic, this is going to be stressful, this person is not healed, this person is not even saved, this person doesn't behave saved, this person is not kind, they are not nice. But there are many other people that they are not stunning in their looks. But when you experience them, you'll find out, wow, I like this person's thinking. I like the way he behaves. I like the way she behaves. I like the way she thinks. So many people are being delayed because they are making up their mind from the looks. I have too many people like that in my years of studying this. They keep picking women that will never like them. And what makes them pick? They pick from the outward appearance. So they keep picking the same women that never like them. And every time I'm pointing them to women that will like them. So let's say this. If a man called to ministry, there are qualities, for instance, you need in a wife. But you can't see those qualities from a woman's picture. So you need to experience that woman. Is she committed to you? Is she committed to the Lord? Does she love the Lord? Can she make sacrifices? Does she love people? You see, you can't know those things by somebody's picture. So if somebody committed called to ministry, you can't pick a woman by looks, by picture. You have to experience them. And you can't limit your experience to looks and say, no, I won't talk to this person. These are the people I want. And you keep chasing the same people that will never like you. All right? The issue of hypergamy. Beautiful question. If you're a woman, I need to agree with you that naturally you want somebody better than you. Women want somebody than them. Than them. So they want taller, they want richer, they want better, they want smarter, they want everything. That's what you want. Remember, that's a la carte. Buffet is that you take what's on the table. All right? This is your natural instinct. I will agree with you that your natural instincts want somebody larger than life. Better, bigger, taller, everything. But you need to also be realistic. Sometimes that person can be all those things, but they come in potential form. So they won't have everything put together. Your own ability is able to see their track record. Like we normally say, we don't really marry potential, we marry patterns. See the pattern of their life. Are they hardworking? Are they willing to improve? Are they willing to develop? When you see those traits in them, knowing that if you come in, do they listen to you? Do they work with you? If you come in with your own strengths and abilities, you know, you can both improve and grow. So yes, that is a crisis, especially with social media age. But please do not allow that fool you. Many women are going to die single. Many men and women. But many people are going to die single because they keep looking for... And what you need to realize is that the older you get, especially on the women's side, the older you get, every age reduces your option. Every birthday, your options have reduced. I'm telling you, it is so annoying. It is so annoying because I have had to counsel even men that are almost 60. And I ask them, what kind of woman do you, age range do you want in a woman? That man that is almost 60, his age range for who he wants to marry starts at 35. So if you're even 36, this guy is not finding you attractive. Not me. I'm just telling you what the facts on ground, because women hate these things. But this is not me about me and your opinion. It's about the facts on the ground as of today, as we speak. So these guys are the 135 below. So as a woman, you have to be careful every year that is added. Of course, we don't want you to be desperate or paranoid, but it's just the facts on ground again. Every year you add reduces the men interested in you. Now, I also try to talk to the men as well, that if you are this age, this shouldn't be your... I try to do that, but I'm just telling the women the facts. So don't waste time, because a guy doesn't meet everything that you want, okay? Very, very important. For that kind of woman, she definitely has to come to Mentor to Marry. We need to do an overhaul of your thinking, your expectations, things like that. We need to do that. Once you get your mind in the right place, trust me, you are not really that disadvantaged. You will find men. It's just that we need to work with you on the qualities you are looking for in a man. Because what's happening most times is that women are seeing good men, they just can't recognize them. That's what's going on. They can't recognize the potential in them. I've been doing some stuff with real estate, and real estate is just interesting. Sometimes there's a building already built at a certain price. Sometimes there's bush right across it at about 10% of the price. Most people want to buy the already built building. They don't realize that this bush is way more valuable than this house. This house is already built, is limited in what you can do with it. This bush, you can build to your taste. But the bush is definitely not as attractive on the surface as the house. So that's what's happening to people. So we have to help you, train you, to know that the difference between this bush and this house is time and some commitment to the work. You will actually get more value out of the bush than the house. The person that built the house might have made the kitchen too small. You know you want a bigger kitchen. The bush is what you should be looking at. So you see how that works. So it's about changing your orientation. So part of the experiments we did was that we threw people in the wild. That's how I say it. I just introduced men and women. I say, check out this guy. Sometimes I'm not even necessarily thinking that these two people are going to marry. But I want to see how these two people handle a real relationship. Because some people pray for a relationship are not ready. I'm going to do another video. There's a big difference between wanting to marry and being ready to marry. So that's another video I'm going to do. Big difference. Since I started doing matchmaking, I found out that so everybody wants to marry, not everybody is ready. Beautiful. Again, this is why Mentor to Marry is different from just the normal matching sites or dating sites. This is the main difference. Because like I said, this is what I saw, that the problem is not really just meeting. Some of these people are unmatchable. I found out that the average man doesn't even know how to cut a woman. They cannot have conversation. Some cannot even text. That's what we found out. You will give them a girl's number, 3 years they've not sent a chat. They cannot talk. So, like I said, this issue is not about dating site or matching site. That won't solve the problem. I've done the experiments for years. Some of these guys, I'm talking about men in their 50s. I have a lot of 50s that are single. They can't pick a woman. And even when they pick a woman, they can't sell themselves to the woman. Because most of these guys too that are 50s, they don't realize that they are not a catch, except you're a billionaire or a millionaire. You are not a catch. You are not most women's prayer points. You are not the person they are praying for every morning to marry. So the women are reluctant. I want to marry a 50-year-old guy, stuck in his ways, will he be able to perform sexually? These are questions women ask me. You know, and truly, when you hit those ages as well, you're not in your active years. Your hair is going bald. prostate cancer, different thing. Whoever wants to marry you must be ready to have some nursing experience. Nursing practice must start. So these are the reality we're dealing with. So these guys can't even send chats. They can't even cut a woman. They can't sell themselves to a woman. They can't, carry a woman along. They can't toast a woman. So that's why we do Mentor to Marry. Because like I said, I've done the research. It's not about just connecting people. Some people are not ready. No matter who you match them with, they are unmatchable until something is tweaked about them. Yeah. Is there somebody younger that also prefers her? If somebody younger prefers and she prefers younger, who are we? They should go ahead. But the issue is that will she see somebody younger? All right? Will she see that? If she sees that, then no problem. But again, like I said, it's a game of numbers. All right? Marriage and matching is like democracy. You can't totally spiritualize it. All right? Democracy, is, for instance, is about voting. It's about numbers. So if there's a room of 10 people and 9 of them support one person and only one supports the other person, we all know who is going to win. There's no prayer now. That's where Christians miss it. They confuse spiritual world with spiritual life. Spiritual world is a world that is totally spiritual. That's where angels function. That's where God is king. Natural world is, God is not king to everybody. There are people that hate God in the natural world. We just live a spiritual life. That's why Jesus Christ said, even though I'm in the world, I'm not of the world. He was able to differentiate the two. But Christians can't do it. So that's why, if you see most Christians, when they deal with the politics of their country, especially in my country, Nigeria, the church's reaction to everybody is, let's pray. No, in democracy, prayer is policy that will change things, not prayer. You know, you can pray 100 years, the guy that's going to decide the policy is the guy that runs for office. Even though you are not praying on prayer, he's a Satanist, he's an atheist. He's not, he doesn't know God. He's going to make decisions that will affect all the church. Even though the church is 1 billion people praying. If that 1 billion people come out and vote, it's more powerful than praying in a democracy. I don't know if you're getting this. But church doesn't understand that. They think democracy is a theocracy. No, theocracy is where the spiritual world, where God is our king. In the natural world, voting is what chooses who will be president. Numbers is what matters. So, yeah. If you're an older woman, it's a game of numbers. How many younger men will like you? If you have them, who am I? But the numbers are, the chances are slimmer, slimmer, slimmer. So, if we want to get married quickly, if we want to get married quickly, I want to mentor you. I want you to join Mentor to Marry. Whether you're male or female, it's going to be the largest, platform where singles from all over the world can meet. Anywhere, from Australia to the United Kingdom to Europe to America, the US to Canada, everywhere. Africa, Nigeria, Ghana, Kenya, everywhere. If you are single and you want to meet other like-minded believers, remember, it's a mentoring platform principally, not a matching platform. However, what's the best place to meet somebody to match with? Is somebody developing themselves, like you're developing yourself, and both of you are hearing the same thing. It'll be easy to know if they are your person, because by the time you've gone through the lectures and you see how they think, you already know this person is for you or not for you. I want to encourage you. This is the link to join Mentor to Marry. These numbers to reach. Sign up immediately. And let's get married. All right? So God bless you. Hope this was a blessing. Thank you very much.